morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies this week. In sky watching news, we have sunset later and later and later in the evening every day. We've got clear skies and warm evenings, so we've got some awesome bright planets to look for. Venus and Jupiter are in the west after sunset. Venus looks as good as it ever does. Jupiter's moons look fantastic through a telescope. And to the east, on the other side of the sky, we have Saturn, bright and visible all night long. But the big news this week is in space exploration, robotic space exploration, with two superstar robots in the news. This past weekend, the Philae lander on that comet, the European Space Agency Comet Lander, woke up, which means it finally gathered enough sunlight power in its Shady Canyon landing spot to begin sending info back to Earth. So it's been apparently collecting data for a while, meaning it's actually been awake for a little bit of time, but not with enough power to actually broadcast its findings back to Earth. So this is cool because it's in good shape, and it's now sending information back to Earth. It didn't get frozen. It didn't get cooked. It's alive, and it's going to be in a good spot, and it's Shady Canyon, to witness firsthand as the comet approaches the sun in August. So we'll be looking as the European Space Agency publishes information from the Philae lander over the next few days. Also this week, and much, much further away, the New Horizons probe on its way to Pluto has been taking sequential pictures of Pluto through its rotation. So we're getting the best pictures that we've ever gotten of Pluto with more detail of its surface. It's still quite a ways away, and it still has a couple months, month about, actually, until it has its closest flyby to Pluto. So we're looking toward about July 13th. It's gonna zip as close as it'll get to Pluto, taking pictures as it approaches and as it passes. And so every day, just this week, new pictures were published, most detailed yet of Pluto, starting to be able to see some surface features, starting to learn more about its five moons. And we're going to be looking forward to more information published from the New Horizons team over the next few weeks as well. So stay tuned to that. You can always stay tuned to that through the Planetarium. We love to talk about this at the Planetarium. We love to show shows about these things as we get them. And you can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu. You can call us at 784-4812, or you can, best yet, visit us in person and see this stuff on our fantastic dome theater. We're located at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We have shows every day. We're open every day through the summer at 10 a.m. We love to see you here, and keep looking up.